Welcome to Raw Radio. We've officially changed our format. Raw Radio is now Death Metal Station. I just want to give a shout out to all of our fans out there, and I just want to tell you all. We're completely death metal rock, Swedish, Norwegian death metal rock, particularly. So yeah, welcome to Raw Radio. We're here. We're queer. No, wait, wrong station.
We could still be queer still in a rock station.
What? We need to give Yege a mic. He's pretty outrageous there.
He just said coming on the audience.
Immediately launched into the deep end of the pool. The radio show started in 2 seconds. Hey, by the way, that song was Bad Brains. The song is called How Low Can A... What? Pat, what was it called?
How low Can You Go?
Punk get. Oh, How Low Can A Punk Get by Bad Brains. We got an email that we're not giving enough credit to the music we play on the show, so sorry about that. I should give credit because we always play bomb songs, Chad?
True. Gotta give credit
where credit's due. Last week, we played Don Penn. The song was called... No. It's a great reggae song. Mm-hmm. You always hear it at the club. Everyone knows that song, but no one knows exactly what it's called. Yeah. No, Don Penn. Welcome to Raw Radio. I'm Alex. Yeva's not here with us this week, but in place for Yeva is the expertise, the beautiful, the stunning, the sharp, the witty.
Ow.
Ani. Ma, I like to call her Anima. What's up, Anima?
Anima's chilling.
Say hello. You need to get closer to the mic. You're already so chill, we can barely hear you.
Okay.
Come on.
Well, I like being the substitute.
Welcome to the show, Anima.
Thank you. Yeva's a hard shoes and to fill.
Well, yeah. You know.
Sexy shoes, definitely. Sexy shoes.
Yeah. I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
Next to Anima.
Sounds good. Hey, I'll take it.
Also, we have on the show someone very freaking special because he's going to bring up a few interesting topics. We have Russell. Russell, welcome to the show.
Hello.
He's wearing sexy shoes too.
Hello, hey, Russell. It seems your voice is concealed. The reason for that is because Russell is going to ask some racy topics and bring up some racy topics on the show because this is our conspiracy theory show.
Ooh.
Where it's all about, you know, talking about the shit that people don't want to talk about. The 9/11 buildings. What is the government behind the government? What the hell is going on? Is George Bush in charge or is he a puppet? You know, that kind of shit.
Does George Bush shave his balls?
And then we have Anima to bring up questions like that when we get real deep into this shit.
True.
But no, you know, we need to bring this shit up because it's on the tip of everyone's mind. No one knows exactly what the answer is. You cannot trust the government to give you the official report.
Are there rules on what, like, you can say or not? Like FCC control?
You need to speak louder. I can barely hear you. Anima. Animation. Animagic. Animotion in theory.
Are there rules? Like, can I say fuck and stuff?
There are no rules. It's raw radio. It's peeled. It's raw meat.
I love America.
But every show needs to have a theme. And this is the conspiracy theory show, you know? Every show is going to be new. I promise you. We're going to start from the beginning each time. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good place to start.
That's right. You know, show number two, we were talking about Super Socko, and all of a sudden we called Super Socko. What is he? What is he? He's a Freemason. We found out Super Socko's a Freemason after we called him.
Wow. I thought like the first rule of Freemasons was you can't talk about being in Freemason.
Well, that's the thing. I go, what degree are you?
He goes, it's not serious anymore.
I go, what degree are you? He goes, Manny,
well, Freemasons
you don't have a,
is... Sorry.
Manny, you don't have a microphone. No one's going to hear you.
No, that's right.
We have Mad Manny in the room. By the way,
Mad
we're going to bring
Manny.
Him up. I'm going to play some of his music. But show three, we're calling Super Socko. He's a Freemason, and, you know, that all ties in with what we're doing this week.
So is Jay-Z.
Yeah?
Jay-Z's a Freemason?
Yeah.
Interesting.
He's level three.
I feel like Freemasons are like the modern-day Tupperware ladies, because I know Freemasons who, like, say they're Freemasons, but seriously, it's like a marketing thing where you just go meet people, and everybody talks business, and whatever, you know, it's a good thing. I sell insurance, so, like, it's a good place to go, but I just can't hack it.
He couldn't talk about it. I go, what degree are you, Socko? Well, I can't really speak about that.
Yeah.
Office degree.
Really?
Yep. Yege is also in the studio.
What
the
do
guy
you do?
Who puts
sell
on the
car
bomb
insurance?
Art shows. He's in the background. Anyway, we're going to get into conspiracy theories. The shit that you really want to know about. What is the answer behind them? I'm going to give you the answers, okay? These aren't official answers. These are like based off of my intuition.
Intuitive
based off of
knowledge.
Our intuition. The only thing we can count on in this world anymore. Your intuition. Okay? No one's going to direct you to the article that proves this. When Kennedy died, what was the official report of Kennedy's death? The Warren Commission report. Written by the people who killed Kennedy. What the fuck? Are you kidding me? You fucking jerk. Jerk.
You're a jerk.
That's bullshit. And then what happened after?
Wait, the Cubans wrote it?
You haven't seen
what happened after the 9/11? What happened after 9/11?
What happened?
What was the official report? I think they found a passport of one of the hijackers on the floor after the buildings crashed down. They're like, this is one of the passport's hijackers. Right. So everything vaporized in the crash, but they found a hijacker's passport.
And he was wearing it just in case, like he, you know.
And then on airplanes, the black boxes, the thing that keeps the records, those are supposed to remain intact after every crash because they're built indestructible. Yep. They didn't find any of the black boxes on any of the four airplanes. That is laughable, man.
Didn't they find the one from Flight 93?
Laughable. Like, ha ha! What?
They found the one from Flight 93.
You could pay me $1,000.
It said, let's roll, right? On it?
I don't know.
You could,
let's roll?
If I paid you $1,000, would you record some, like, you know, just like some sample or whatever of some plane going down and being like, oh,
Animo,
you know,
tell me
there's
what
Arabs
like
in the cabin.
Give me a soundbite of
the
last 10 seconds of Flight 93. Give us the soundbite. What would it sound like? Go.
Like in real life or
what
the media
the people
would
inside the
hear?
Plane. Give me a simulation.
Fuck, man. We're about to die.
You don't sound like you're in a panic.
It sounds like a missile
panic,
hitting
I'm not
from
the
behind.
Panic type. But fuck, like... Shit, man, like, I was always nice to these, like, Arabs and, you know, whatever people, and, like, here I am, and, like, I was even,
okay,
like...
Okay, and crash, boom, you're
yeah,
done.
Right? No, that's not what I'm thinking before I crash. I'm thinking about, like, my unborn children.
Why are you still talking? You're supposed to be vaporized.
Fuck.
Okay. Ani, the reason...
I love you, Mom.
The reason we had you on the show is because every time we bring up conspiracy theory topics, you seem to, like... just hit the point and get right on information on what we're talking about. You have a lot of facts. Like when we bring up chemtrails, you know.
Well, the only fact about chemtrails.
Chemtrails are those lines that are uniform you see in the sky, right? That look like clouds, but they're generated by big airplanes.
I don't know about the size of the airplanes, but this is the fact that I know is I sit by a giant window all day and I watch sky being blue and then planes making smoke in the sky. And I wonder how much money does it take, because I see pictures of my friends vacationing in Paris and in like Dubai, and their planes are being, I mean, their skies are covered in planes with smoke too.
Okay.
So it's like, I'm a scientist in the training. So the empirical method says if you observe something, then you form a hypothesis, then you test your hypothesis and then draw conclusions. And keeping in line with that, you know, I made an observation, then I Googled it. And what I found out is that, like, the California state, some sort of a bill passed that said that this is done because of global warming purposes.
The reason they have doing chemtrails with airplanes is because of global warming.
Yeah, and, like, my question, basically...
But what is it supposed to do to fight global warming, the chemtrails? What
yeah,
is it
so
supposed
like,
to do?
It says, I don't know about the chemicals, but as far as I know, it's barium oxide and some sort of nitrous
oxide.
Okay,
but the conspiracy theory behind it...
Is to fight global warming by mimicking the polar ice caps that are melting. So the sun reflects from the ice caps and bounces back versus now that they're melting.
And is it working or is it hurting the Earth?
Well, if you put metals that come from under the Earth on top of the Earth, then...
And blocking the sun that goes through the Earth.
Well, fuck the sun. You're
no,
putting
no, no,
metals
fuck
in the...
No, the sun, because we're basically blocking
well,
the
sun. Well, the
sun
is way
chemtrails.
Too big for anybody to say anything about it. You can't block the sun until some sun is ready to be blocked. But as far as putting aluminum in the sky,
right.
That's just
that
not...
That can't be good. It's like you can't put aluminum in your armpits. The aluminum deodorant is wrong, so why would it be good for the
Earth? The funny thing is it's like the valley is like a
the
giant
Earth
microwave.
Is a being. It's a huge living, not a human, it's an Earth. It's Mother Nature.
They conspire.
We are on the Earth. We are the parasites on the Earth. And the Earth is living. We are basically the cancer on the Earth expanding and hurting the Earth. But we can reverse. We can be
universe.
The one with it. And that's what this show's about. Anyone who listens to the show is all about saving the Earth and getting all this conspiracy theory shit out of the way, getting to the truth. And that's what we're going to do today. And that's why we have Russell on the show. Russell, I know you have many concerns about what we're talking about things that are not easy to discuss, not easy to talk about.
Sure.
What is your position in our government, Russell?
In the government? No, I'm a concerned American citizen.
Oh, you're just a concerned American citizen. Then why are we masking your voice, Russell?
Well, I just don't want the government to find out who I am or what I'm talking about. I'm not sure that I trust
them. So you don't think your cell phone tells them where you're at?
Me and Anima will take the fall for you, and you'll be the concealed citizen.
The GPS on his cell phone tells exactly where he is.
Right, so...
No, this isn't my cell phone.
At the time of the recording, where was subject 01987654321? He was at With Sound Studios recording Raw Radio. Psh, over.
Raw Radio.
Point laser on top of head. Erase memory.
Take the battery out. I heard that's how it works.
Raw Radio. Ooh. It's the conspiracy theory edition. So we're going to keep it going on and on. Hey, by the way, Russell, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You're a concerned citizen.
Yeah, I have questions that I don't have the answers to. I'm confused. I get messages from both sides.
What is one of those questions
sides.
That you have, Russell?
Well, okay. Did you watch 60 Minutes last weekend?
I don't have no
Sunday?
Television. We kill television on Raw Radio. Raw
TV's
Radio, kill
dead.
Your television.
Okay, all right.
Dead.
All right. Well, let me fill you in on what television. Happened on 60 Minutes.
Then. Let's do. Can you do it in less than 60 minutes?
Yes, it will be shorter.
Go ahead.
There was a disgraced NBA referee. Mm-hmm. His name is Tom Donaghy, if you want to look him up.
Okay.
He gambled on games that he refereed, and he was able to pick winners 80% of the time because he didn't throw any games himself.
Talking about Vegas Sportsbook.
I'm talking about he put in bets with bookies, but he's a referee himself.
Right.
So he'd get to the game, he'd call up his bookie, and he'd make a bet.
Okay.
Okay? And he was able to win 80% of his bets.
Okay.
And the reason was he didn't throw any games. The FBI did a study on him. They watched tapes of his games. He didn't make any calls to sway the game in his bet's favor. What he had was the information of the other referees that were working. He knew that they were biased against certain players, certain coaches.
So they would make certain calls. And so based on the general statistics that these people have over games, he had the extra knowledge of what conflicts the referees had with certain players.
For example, Allen Iverson. They don't like him.
Right.
They call extra fouls.
Because he didn't go to practice.
Right. So go ahead. What's your concern?
It's just practice.
Right.
You know, it's okay to miss practice.
Practice.
You don't remember the whole thing when he was missing practice? Allen Iverson.
Oh,
and
Iverson.
And he said practice like 45 times in a sentence.
Yeah, yeah. Go on.
YouTube. Remember before there was YouTube, there was ESPN.
Jerk.
He's a jerk.
Jerk.
He's a jerk. I know.
Jerk. I know.
Jerk.
I know.
Jerk.
Sorry, Sean. AI. I'm sorry. We stray way off topic on the show. what I did is I just mentioned your name.
I think you meant Russell.
We're going to do what we did last week. Where
we're going to tweak like last
week.
My
name Russell.
Very sorry about that, Russell.
Tweak like
you go
last
by Russell,
week.
I'm sorry.
Yes. Anyway, so I'm watching 60 Minutes.
Yes.
And I myself am a fan of the NBA.
Right.
I'm a Lakers fan.
Right.
And I like to watch all the games. I like to cheer on my team.
Right.
While I'm watching this show, that's basically, you know, Tom Donaghy is outing the NBA for this, you know, kind of false practice.
Right.
Right. I'm finding that I'm trying to convince myself that this guy's lying to me. You understand what I'm saying? I don't want to believe that what he's saying is the truth, even though I've noticed some of this stuff.
What is he saying?
I told you. That, for instance, they'll take a series and they'll make it longer because they'll sell more commercials, right?
Of course. Wait, you just found this?
No, I knew this, but this guy is verifying it. He works for the NBA. I already have a feeling about this, right?
Right.
So, I kind of realized that people do the same thing with politics. You'll take... If Obama's telling you something, you love Obama, right? And then you start hearing the news telling you, no, Obama's doing this, doing that. You're going to say, this guy's just lying. This guy has an ulterior motive for saying what he's saying. And that's what I was doing with this guy. This guy had no motive to lie. He lost his family. His wife divorced him, took the kids. The mob wants to kill him because he was giving his bets to the mob. And then when he got caught, they lost their money stream. He has no reason to be lying, but he's on TV, outing the NBA, and I'm sitting there siding with the NBA. I'm going, nah, this guy's full of shit, because I want to keep my little
schemata,
WWE wrestling type thing that I'm watching now, the NBA. Right. I want to keep it alive. I want to believe in Kobe, you know what I mean? Which I still do, by the way. But I finally was able to understand somebody that loves Palin, you know what I'm saying? Because if you're going to hear all the stuff on the news about she's, you know, wrong or whatever else, you're going to try and believe it, though, just because you love her and side with her.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? I don't know. Do you find yourself doing that?
I mean, it's a human nature characteristic. I mean, you're just one step before becoming a cynical prick, which is cool. Like George Carlin said, like, cynics are just disappointed idealist, like you just woke up, and that's cool, because the idea is to notice the pattern in what you're interested in, and you're observing the situation in sports. You're like, hey, what the hell, like, there's no integrity left, because it's athletics, it's supposed to be something good. Even we're mentioning the Obama and peace Nobel Peace Prize, and like in Armenia they use soccer to have the first interaction with Turkey. So sport, somewhere with our generation, because of our parents' generation, has resonated some sort of value to us. The Olympics to us still mean stuff, like there should be peace around the world for a week or whatever during the Olympics. There's certain values that I think we're the last generation to be aware of. And because we're not having kids, we probably are the last generation to be aware of. So as far as sports are concerned, I could definitely see how that's valid to, like, when I said wake up, whatever, I didn't mean to be sounding down. But
I completely lost all concern that Russell had about the conspiracy theory.
But that's the whole thing. Like, forget about the theory itself. Like, somebody's behind this. Like, what makes an individual turn and start questioning things, I think, is the first important step to. Because before we say conspiracy, what's conspiracy?
Well, let's define conspiracy. I can explain my concern to you, Alex. My concern is that the Republican Democrat thing that they have us paying attention to is just another sports team side that you're supposed to be a part of.
Okay.
What do you which team do you represent?
I don't represent any team.
That's good. I think that's the way it's supposed to be. I think they have us on either side. Pay attention. Do you watch MSNBC or Fox News?
Right.
You know, and I've side with this side or I side with that side. I don't think that's the way to go. I think that's very divisive, and that's got us arguing with each other when really we're all brothers in this. That's my concern.
Okay, all right. The whole show is about we're all in this as one in the brotherhood, trying to fucking conquer this unknown.
And don't forget the
world.
Sisters, by the way. Sisterhood,
brotherhood, sisterhood. When I say brotherhood,
see, why are you exerting your power on me? Why brotherhoods and not sisterhoods? There's more women in this world than there's men, so it should be sisterhoods. You know.
Hey, did I mention at all that Raw Radio is sponsored by Han Vodka?
Oh, nice.
Han Asian vodka. Han.
Because Chris Risden, who was here on the last episode, generous fucking dude. He was the one who every week he's like he's going to bring a new Han vodka over.
Is that what I've been
Han
drinking?
Product over. We're drinking Jameson this
week. I was drinking vodka. Is that what it was?
No, you were
just
drinking.
Just lie and say it was Han, and I'll be like,
I'm not gonna lie, because you know what? It's not like he just gave us Han, and I'm gonna be like, Han's our sponsor. I actually tasted it, and it's good shit.
Nice.
It's actually taken from rice or something. Han Asian vodka. It's amazing. That's our official sponsor. Play that song one more time.
Han Asian vodka.
That's a custom Rod Radio song. Han. You know that, right? If that's familiar, that's Yeva's voice right there. Last week, she was doing the rendition of If You Love a Hooker instead of When You Love a Woman. Fucking. She was one of my favorite parts in that when she was like, do, 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 do. When you love a woman. Pat, play that
hooker,
part.
Hooker, baby. Hooker.
If you love a hooker, you tell her that she ain't the one. Do, 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 do.
She fucking gets into it, dude. I love that part. And then later she's like, everybody now. Pat, play that again.
is. If you love a hooker, you tell her that she ain't the one. Do 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 do. If
she goes do 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 do, I'm ready. my neighbor Timmy was here. I don't know if I mentioned Timmy on the show before. This guy's a character. He's an actor. And he's just, every time he's visiting my neighbor, he just pops his head in and says, "What's up?" And we got him making a prank phone call. I want you to listen to this. He calls a bail bond agency.
And I says, used to work in bail bonds.
And says, a relative of mine got arrested for being Armenian. Listen to this thing.
Yeah, hi. Who am I talking to?
Virch.
Hey, Virch. Hello.
Can I help you?
Hey, Virch.
Yes.
Yeah, hi. I'm a lawyer.
Long boss.
Okay.
My name is Timmy Z. I've got a kid from Armenia that got arrested for being Armenian.
Okay.
He's in jail right now in Hollywood, and how do I get him out? Could you? What's?
How much is the bail?
Apparently, the bail is $95,000.
Okay. Is it federal?
Yes, it's federal, and apparently, he's been yelling at the police officers, saying his uncle's Osama bin Laden.
Okay, they're not going to let him out, probably.
They're not going to let him
exactly.
out.
Exactly. what could you guys do for him? I'm just, he called me last minute. I run a 24-hour lawyer service. He called me. He had two phone calls. He made one phone call to me. He made a second phone call to his uncle, Osama bin Laden. And I don't know if he's lying to me or what, but I'm just trying to represent him. What's it going to take?
It's going to take, $9,510, and someone's got a house worth that kind of cash, $95,000.
Okay, so it's going to take $95,000 and some kind of house. I have to give you my house too?
Well, I need collateral on a bond that big.
All right, have you looked up my name? Is there a computer handy? Do you want to look up Timmy Z, Law Offices of Timmy Z? Okay, so you can't look up Law Offices of Timmy Z, brought to you by Raw Radio?
By what?
Raw Radio. Timmy Z, Raw Radio.
I love that, dude. This guy's crazy. He's just amazing. He's off the cuff.
Yeah, it's pretty cool of him.
He's the one who was in here. I'm like, hey, Timmy, make some transitions for Raw Radio. We want like you to tell, lead us from commercial into the show. Like, we love your voice. And we caught some bloopers while he was like jazzed up about Raw Radio. Listen to this. He talks about me, Yeva, and Pat.
Oh, yeah. You're listening to Raw Radio. The revolution will not be televised, but it will be podcasted. Raw Radio, hosted by Alex Yeva and sound engineered by Pat. Yeah.
Listen to this. And then he goes into raptor mode. Timmy's freaking amazing, man. He's a character. Every time he comes by, I'm like opening the door. Every time we do the show, I leave the door open because I just hope he pops his head in and just makes a guest appearance. Because every time he's just going to be wild. Fucking Timmy, dude. Hey, did you have the other one where he did a quick Raw Radio spot for us? The short one?
You're listening to Raw Radio. The revolution will not be televised, but it will be podcasted.
He's not on drugs or anything, this guy. That's how he is normally.
But I feel bad you're talking about a guy who's not here.
Why? We're not talking bad about him.
I know, but we're still talking about him. I wish he was here. Let's, Timmy, wherever you are, can you astral project yourself
over
here?
Actually, I know where he is. He's at Hollywood Billiards drinking a pitcher of beer right now.
Go to me.
But I like how he pronounces Yeva's name. He's like, Alex, Yeva, and Pat. He said Yeva. Like Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, we got Yeva on the show. We got Alex, Yeva, and Pat. You know, we on this on and on again. Here we go again. Time and time again.
You notice how Snoop Dogg can say like 18 things in a row and he's not really saying anything? Anima? You don't notice that?
I speak Snoop Dogg like I used to. I'm 21st and Lewis and we're going to do this and all that good. Yeah, for
you
sure.
You speak Snoop Dogg.
I speak Snoop Dogg.
Can you do some Snoop Dogg for us real quick?
Well, Snoop Dogg had his eras, you know, so I could even like pinpoint to the era that he was at.
Give us the peak, 95. Give us 1995 Snoop Doggy Dogg.
95 was, I believe, like Murder Was the Case, then they gave me.
Murder Was the Case that they gave me. Hey, Pat, do you have that one clip where Snoop just keeps rambling about anything, but he's not really saying anything?
I ain't not sure what to do with, man. Sit back here blowing in the wind, at it again, once again, time and time again.
Yes, sir.
right there. Man. Hey, we're sitting back blowing in the wind once again.
Time and time again.
For about, he just spoke for about 45 seconds and said absolutely nothing.
Yeah, but he's not running for president. Have you heard like...
Here we go again, blowing in the wind, time and time again.
The tragedy is when like President Bush talks for 45 minutes and not says anything. Like Snoop Dogg's allowed to.
And we got Raw Radio with Yeva, Snoop, Alex, and Russell. Hey, Russell, what's up, man?
What's going on?
Hey, man, you got a deep-ass voice, Russell.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. What's up?
Hey, sorry to stray off topic. We stray way off topic on the show. Way. Left, right field, fucking shortstop, deep right, everything. Hey, Russell.
Yes.
The first question that I asked you, it didn't really spark the kind of, like, conspiracy theory
you
interest.
You asked me something?
Yeah, I was like, what is it that concerns you? And you were like, favors, right? Favors in politics, stemming from favors in the sports book to favors in politics. Who are your friends? Who are your connections? Decisions based on those, right?
No, that's not what I was talking about.
You were kind of.
I was talking about team-based mentality. That's what American politics is right now. Not who's on your team. What team do you root for? That's what I'm talking about.
All right.
Everybody roots for a team nowadays.
So what is it in conspiracy theories? Because we have you here because you're very concerned about the undergoings of society. What is it in conspiracy theories that you like to uncover, not sure about?
Well, I'd also like to ask you if you believe in climate change.
I've heard a lot about climate change lately. What is climate change?
What is climate change?
Yeah.
You know, polar ice caps are melting. All the carbon we're putting up into the atmosphere. So if you believe in that we're causing it.
So what's one side and what's the other side?
That's what I'm saying. One side believes that man is causing it. The other one believes that it's, you know, time's changing. Ice ages are coming. It's a natural warming and cooling.
How could you not believe that man is causing after seeing a movie like Al Gore's movie?
Well, they're trying to take away Al Gore's Emmy right now.
Take it away?
Yeah.
Saying that he was bullshit?
Yeah, they're trying to say that whole movie
proof.
Was a lie.
He had pictures. He had timelines of ice caps melting.
You ever can make
right.
pictures?
But that's what I'm saying. Do you believe that? I mean, because see, that's why I'm concerned.
What do you mean, do you believe that? You see
I don't
it
know
physically.
What to, I don't know what to believe. Yeah, I know I see that physically, but that's happened before. You know? So, like, there was an ice age before. Ice caps melted. I'm not sure that we're causing it. That's why I'm asking you. Do you believe in it?
Well... neither one of us is authority on this.
I know we're not authorities. We're just here to talk about conspiracy theories.
Well,
what I'm saying is that, like,
Raw Radio is nothing but authority.
Of course, but just use the power of what you've given, your deductive reasoning.
No, but,
like,
okay, hold
100
on.
Years oh, ago, sorry. Like, we didn't have factories that produced a shit ton of plastic and emitted all kinds of gases into the air. But 10,000 years ago, and every Mount Shasta produces more disgusting, like, toxic or whatever, you know, solid waste
the
into
thing.
The
no matter
air.
How much toxic humans produce, we're microscopic in comparison
well,
to
well, size
the
doesn't really matter. It's the consequences. We're only tripping because it's
the endangering. And they say cows farting adds more.
Yeah, actually, Ralph Nader was all about, you know, the cows make more, you know, methane gas that is harmful. And I'm not denying what we do. I'm not, you know, we're not blind. We know what we do, but is it really that consequential? I think what makes it so consequential in a matter of controversy, which is ultimately where controversy comes from, is the fact that we don't have a plan B. we don't really know, like, what happens if we keep going this way. We kind of know what happens when we stay that way, but we're so curious to go this way, we're willing to risk it.
You know, drive hybrids, and like Arrowhead has water bottles now with a tinier cap on them. You buy those instead, you know, and then you're conserving, you're saving, you're caring about the environment, right? But you heard about that email hack that happened?
Tell us about that.
The National Institute for Climate Research,
right.
They hacked their computers, these guys that take in all the data.
And changed the data that they gathered?
No. They hacked their computers, and they took a bunch of their emails, and they found out that these guys were conspiring with each other to change information inside the graphs to make things seem like more warming was going on.
And who's on top of that, instigating these activities, instigating this deliberate change?
Who's instigating the? These were the guys that work at the Climate Research Institute.
Dick Cheney.
I know, but someone Donald above Trump's I'm saying up. Must be like, hey, you guys need to go towards.
Well,
this,
I don't know if some, I don't know if somebody above was doing it.
Well,
but
anyway, we're gonna keep that topic on the top on the forefront of my of our minds. We're gonna take a little break. Enjoy this little unreleased Dr. Dre beat. We'll be right back.
For the weed spots, undercover cops follow me, though they need not. It's like I'm Rick James, caught in the mix, rocking thick chains. From hood to hood, ain't shit changed, supplying hits. The type of cat that holds iron dip, tricking the type of loot. Some cats are trying to flip, why attempt to overthrow the lava's click? Firm, knowing you'll burn soon as the fire's lit.
Action's affirmative, ears open, eyes observing. The number one spot is mine, permanent. Predict the hit before it drop. It's fire when the symphony is locked. Sick of beating, keep the streets hot. 7 digits clock mandatory, the most wanted. Blunted, low key, in a 600. Niggas debate what I roll with. Peugeot or presidential, my living standards never fell below.
I got a fist full of dollars
for talking that shit.
Rich rap scholars,
cause we talking that shit.
While we plan to live forever,
always talking that shit.
You need to get your shit together.
Stop talking that shit.
It's the top of the division.
When we talking that shit,
knock them out position.
If you talking that shit,
hey yo, anything can happen.
Just for talking that shit.
Now watch us go platinum.
And keep talking that shit.
By the time it sets in, I'll be a veteran, setting the whole rap game aflame. Twisting up your misconceptions, trick questions for game shows. They call me arrogant, too thugged out. Who do you blame though? Dre, no. The whole clique salute the rich. Moving out of the hood, kids play where we used to piss. Niggas is humorous, it's nature. Who this? Claiming desperado, aim shooting, they miss.
Secure the zone, rattle your bones like Roy Jones. Lock the Frankenstein, sparking your mind with microphones. Life with no emotions, just balance and fate. Keep my poker face, draw quick and shoot from the waist. Make it hot, put a boot in your cap like buckshot. Coming straight from the bottom of Compton, niggas about to snap like a Vietnam vet in your building. Major flashback, finding it hard to be severe.
I got a fist full of dollars
for talking that shit.
Rich rap scholars,
cause we talking that shit.
While we plan to live forever,
always talking that shit.
You need to get your shit together.
Stop talking that shit.
It's the top of the division.
When we talking that shit,
knock them out position.
If you talking that shit,
hey yo, anything can happen.
Just for talking that shit,
now watch us go platinum.
And keep talking that shit.
The fact is, rich cats give back to the bridge. From the athletes to the hoes and blow traffickers. I'll do anything to be the man. From competing with fam, hold guns, squeeze with either hand. It's like I'm ambidextrous, somehow stressless. Talk about blowing and knowing the family's restless. How many ways can you correct this? So at that, I exit. I guess it's left to the expert.
Beside a mansion, it's no option. Built a plan since the days of Compton. Kept the plaques from my first apartment. Now I play chess with men that stack capital. After Dredd's Avenue, rich friends that cage animals. Handle bids with a cool mentality. Pop shit about a war, my account, I never see a casualty. Bet your salary, it won't stop. Every year I'm on top, rolling something exotic off the lot.
I got a fist full of dollars
just for talking that shit.
Rich rap scholars,
cause we talking that shit.
While we plan to live forever,
always talking that shit.
You need to get your shit together.
Stop talking that shit.
It's the top of the division.
When we talking that shit,
knock them out position.
If you talking that shit,
hey yo, anything can happen.
Just for talking that shit,
now watch us go platinum.
And keep talking that shit.
We're back. That was Dr. Dre. The song is called Fistful of Dollars. It's an unreleased beat. I discovered this in 04, actually. And it's with a dude called Nature. I have no idea why he didn't release that beat. You know Nature?
I've heard.
Oh, you've heard? It could be like he didn't like his rap. Maybe he has beef with Nature, but I don't know. That song, great song. I like the beginning. Hey, Pat, can you play that beginning real quick? I love that beginning. Right here. Love that. He's down. And then the simple drums. It's so Dr. Dre. Nothing but raw radio, baby.
Raw.
Russell.
Yes.
We quickly jumped to break when you brought up a very important topic, climate change.
Right.
I agree. Let me just quickly, two sentences.
Go ahead.
When I saw Al Gore's movie, Inconvenient Truth, I was convinced that humans cause climate change because of the facts and the evidence. But later reading, more looking deep into this, I realize how small humans are compared to how big the Earth is. And the Earth goes through its natural cycles. And is this just one of Earth's natural great cycles?
Right. And on top of that,
I was hoping we could answer this on this show.
Guys, let me just ask you a question.
So now I don't know what to believe.
And then you're talking about these conspiracies that there's emails. Now, is this true or not true?
No, this is true. They hacked in, they got their emails, and the emails said that they were going to fudge charts and stuff. Even if, let's say they're only fudging one chart out of millions of data, right? This has energized the talk radio people to go anti any type of environmental movement. And then anybody that had been on the side of climate change and was trying to conserve gas or recycle or do whatever else now feels like they can just go on forward doing what they're doing because humans aren't really the cause of it. You know what I mean? It's just a natural cycle. So I'll drive my Hummer or do whatever.
But that doesn't make sense, what you're saying.
But that's what people are doing.
No, I understand, but like, look, I don't give a shit about what people are doing. That's the whole reason why we're here. We're talking about stuff because clearly people aren't doing shit. And whatever they're doing is actually causing more harm than if they weren't. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is bad. So if you're a concerned citizen and we're going to address these issues, we kind of have to get down to like, what is kind of go like a jump few levels above and kind of take like an aerial view of the situation.
Okay.
So let's talk about climate change. But look at the context we're talking about it. Because if we were like some sort of like aborigine and we'd look up in the sky, our interpretation of climate change would be different. So the paradigm of our thought is through a capitalistic lens. Actually, ours is through a nostalgic, like semi-socialistic, but neo-capitalistic, like we're bystanders here, so we might as well as observe type of deal because we're mostly first generation here. So, but the reality of it is if you look at it aerially, capitalism, or if you want to go into conspiracy and go back into like previous things, marketing is the greatest tool for, for capitalism. So what happens? You get marketed. And now the whole idea is that in the psychology of marketing or the philosophy of marketing, and the institution of marketing in and of itself has no boundaries. So before, many, like people say Christianity, Jesus was the first, people don't say, I say it, like Jesus was the first like poster child for, marketing something, a product, which was like a religion, which is opiate to the masses. So if you kind of like go by A by B by C, that's like Jesus was selling opium to the masses. So, I mean, there's like he's selling and people are buying. So what if people aren't buying, then you make them buy shit, which is hybrid cars and, hemp bags instead of plastic bags and this and that and that. Because people detect change. It's our nature to only detect change. So when we're going in our boring-ass lives, haven't you noticed what's happened in the last 10 years with, like, all the little gadgets that we have? We think way faster. We process so much more. So we need more stimulation. And so the big event, now, in order to scare us, Christianity scares us. You know,
this
if you do something,
kind of
God's going to punish
future
you.
Future blasts in and just summarizes all of this for us in just like 2 or 3 or 4 or 8 or 16 bars. You know what I'm saying? A couple of weeks ago, actually, was it last week? When did Future drop in?
2 weeks ago.
He dropped in 2 weeks ago. And I'm feeling some energy in the room. I don't know. Future, I so wish you can come in, give us a little something, and just summarize all this bullshit that's going on. Please, we need you. Future. You guys feel that shit? You guys feel that energy?
Yes.
I think Future just dropped in. Future.
I'm so
please paraphrase what we've been talking about.
Yeah, yeah. I'm back from the rhyme time machine. Yeah, this time I'm going lean. And if they try to tap the future, future came back, blast your computer, turn to a virus, not Billy Ray Cyrus. All his daughter, future still be the livest. When I ride the beat, you know my flow iller. When I came back, not a serial killer. Manson was a pussy, didn't rhyme right. Anybody came back, I got insight. They got you watching TV, you be taking your medicine. You know if future came back, you better than NSA to the CIA. They got these games, man, they don't wanna play. And matter of fact, y'all don't wanna hear what I say. Go ahead, let the beat play. The rhyme be right, man, future flow tight. Ego hype, gotta tell you what I like. Man, I gotta hate going, running through time. I came on back, I'm running through rhyme. I just shine, the beat go killer. Rhyme came back, man, thriller in Manila. You gotta see what I feel up. Feel of what I be in and then be the raw dealer. I know they've been playing funny games. Rome, America ain't the same. They gotta change the lane. Matter of fact, they gotta change my game. If I go a little slow with the rap, they're gonna think I really flow it real back. They don't know where I'm gonna throw it at. Throw a play like fall, can you catch that? You know where future gonna go. I talk about anything, you know. Gonna watch life out, man, slip off the bat. They were gonna go and chase the cat. Call Batman or Superman that. I fly, I came back and I ain't like that. My outfit European, what you seeing? You can't just define the real reason. They try to trick you, make you feel types of ways. Play for the team, you know what they're saying. Rah, 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 everybody gonna win. Yeah, you're just doing it again. Go ahead and pray for your sin. You never know where I'll begin. I've been seeing things different lately. That's why the system, they gotta hate me. They infected me, made me wanna date me. My ego been going crazy. I gotta find a way out. This real rhyme I'm talking about. When you understand your role in the whole situation, it's gonna make you step out, take a vacation. Start a new nation inside yourself. Matter of fact, it'd be better for your health. Don't worry about the game and they well. If you play Federal Reserve, you're gonna get your car dealt. You can never ever take the top. You know how the game, they play it a lot. You're looking at a reflection, and it's he the hero. They're looking at you, counting you out like zero. They divine infinity again. And you know it ain't something like a sin. They wanna look for a Higgs boson. Sitting in front of my mirror, damn, I'm just posing. I'm seeing that he is me, you and my, we are we. That keeps going on to infinity. What's the purpose of cat, the dog, and the frog? Just to see everything through the smog. They had to know where it came from. What? Future. They call me, he'll be future. What?
Yeah. Future.
Yeah.
For real.
Thank you, man. It's when you need future, he just drops in, zaps in from the future, and paraphrases it all perfectly. Don't you think, Russell?
Definitely.
Definitely. Anima? Animation?
Man, I'm speechless.
You are speechless.
Shit, man.
What was the one topic that I wanted to touch on? Because the climate change, we're not really sure. I think our knowledge is minuscule compared to our scale to the Earth about this topic.
Okay.
The 9/11. Did the towers come down because of the fuel in the planes burning and eventually the weight of that burning and melting of the metal bringing it down?
No, they did not.
Or was it controlled demolition where they took a week, 2 weeks, covert planting demolitions per floor, whatever floor, expertly with military precision? And did they have remote control planes hitting their targets on the mark and detonating the towers perfectly down? I agree with plan B, controlled demolition. My intuition tells me those buildings came down with controlled demolition. Russell, do you have any thoughts about this?
My thought is, what does it matter either way?
I'm sorry. The scientific evidence...
It matters a lot either way.
Alex, the scientific evidence does suggest the what you just said. Plan B. It was controlled demolition.
Scientific does prove plan B because the experts took a look at the controlled demolition and saw that it was...
I have a plan C. Can I give it?
Sure. What's your plan C, Russell?
My plan C is that Bush administration knew that they were going to come and attack the buildings and they didn't care because they know they could go to war in Iraq, so they just let it happen. That's plan C.
No. It's not.
Why can't there be plan C? Why no?
It's not that they knew that they were going to go to war in Iraq and let it happen. I think it's they were the wizards in making it happen.
I know, but what I'm... Okay, that's fine.
Same thing.
Yeah.
We needed a reason to go into Iraq. Basically, the CIA has been repeating the same patterns over the years. What happens is it's the same recurring script, basically. American business interests abroad are threatened by a popular or democratically elected leader. This is stuff I'm reading off the internet. And this is exactly what is happening. Exactly what my intuition tells me is happening behind the scenes. The people support their leader in this foreign country. Let's take Iraq, for example. Majority of people, whether through honest or dishonest means, support Saddam. The people support their leader because he intends to conduct land reform, strengthen unions, redistribute wealth, nationalize foreign-owned industry and regular business to protect workers, consumers, and environment. Basically, there's a good leader that was democratically elected
like
in another country.
Like Ahmadinejad?
Was he democratically elected? Or was that election rigged?
Was defined democratically.
Was Obama democratically?
Yeah, you know, was Bush democratically?
He's a man of the people, and he was elected by the people.
He seems like it. I mean, there's some people who... Okay, this is the... I have a lot of people from Iran that are friends, and they were, you know, Twitterized. Actually, I thought the revolution was going to be Twitterized, because as soon as this Iran controversy during their election started happening, it was like all over Twitter, and people supposedly were getting killed for, you know, text messaging stuff from inside Iran into their Twitter. I mean, it was a big deal. And so I was like, so what's the big problem, you know? Well, how do you feel? You could wear makeup and dress like a slut and go to a club and no one says anything. And if a girl goes out on a date, then she's a whore over there. And I understand that. But my question is, like, why is it so bad, first of all, to change, to keep culture the way culture is? And if it's changing, then the guy's a bad guy because he doesn't want his country's girls to be whored out like Hollywood style. So that's what I'm saying. Like, is that really the values that we're out to defend as some sort of like liberators and spreaders of democracy? That's the bad guy who doesn't want that to happen because he doesn't want to deal with the situation that this country's dealt with. That's completely unprecedented. Italy, Europe.
I'm talking about situations when countries are self-sustained, when everything's going good.
Right. That's
not,
what I'm
no
saying.
No leader, like, in particular, but
he's trying to take care of his own. So he's a bad guy because it's not. He's not doing it the way that we want him to do it. So we're gonna go out there. Because
well,
his way might be better.
He's not doing it the way that the Iranian people want him to do it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. What are the Iranian people saying?
What are they saying?
Yeah.
They want to have their own vote.
Okay, that's fine. So what are their votes saying?
That I don't know.
Exactly.
Russell doesn't have an answer to that question.
No, nobody really does.
Russell is concerned, but a little confused.
I'm
like, nobody
confused.
Really
I'm a
does.
Confused American.
Nobody really does.
He's a concerned, confused American like the rest of us. Thank you, Timmy Z, the prank call specialist. Thank you for playing that, Pat.
So yeah, self-sustaining governments and the CIA goes out there and tries to ruin them infrastructure.
The point
and
I was making animation, my love,
yes,
my sweet,
yes,
is this.
This
is a reoccurring pattern in our government.
True.
Every time there's a self-sustaining country, we find a way to mobilize and fund that right-wing extremist against that government. The
it
CIA,
depends where the country
just so
is.
So we can make it our puppet government, because we can't handle
no.
things
it depends
going well
where
in
the
other country countries.
Is.
We have
like,
to have interests.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. It depends where a country is, because nobody really gives a shit about like Australia, because there's nothing there, so no one's going to start a war in Australia. But God knows
Australia,
Afghanistan.
Does it have oil? If it had oil, trust me, there'd be
well,
a lot of
Well, that's what I'm saying. It just
see,
got
you said right-wing extremists, but why is it the right-wing?
Did I say
right-wing?
That?
Yeah.
Any
I meant
extremist. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What happens is they find the... is it right-wing? No, hold on. The exact text that I'm reading off the internet, because this made a lot of sense when I fucking read it at first.
Internet's such a great source.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying I believe everything I read on the internet, but when your intuition tells you something's right,
you're so good with the intuition. I'm all about the intuitive knowledge. That's what it's all about.
First, it identifies right-wing groups within the country, usually the military, and offers them a deal. This is the CIA. They say, we'll put you in power if you maintain a favorable business climate for us, the U.S. The agency, CIA, then hires, trains, and works with them to overthrow the existing government, which was usually a democracy. So if the CIA was against it, I'm guessing that it's of the people. The person in charge is really maybe a poor guy who made a name for himself, and he's really doing the right things. People are really trusting him. Uh-oh, things are going right in this country. Looks like they're growing economically. Looks like the people are strong. This can't be good for America. This seems like a reoccurring pattern. So reoccurring.
See, I think that it's
this is
not.
What happens. I'm sorry. One second, Anima. The CIA then uses every trick in the book, propaganda, stuffed ballot boxes, purchased elections, extortion, blackmail, sexual intrigue, false stories about opponents in the local media, infiltration, disruption of opposing political parties, kidnapping, beating, torture, to install a right-wing dictator in place of the democratically elected leader.
Reality shows.
This happens so much. This happens so much that the CIA teaches in a special school. It's called School of the Americas. This method is called the School of the Americas in the CIA program. It opened in Panama but later moved to Fort Benning, Georgia. Critics have nicknamed it the School of the Dictators and the School of the Assassins. And it basically trains people to conduct coups, including the use of interrogation, torture, and murder. And this is happening since 50s, 60s, whenever the CIA was formed.
Well, that's everywhere before the CIA. If you really think about it, the tactic ever since, like, well, how did Columbus get over here? Because the government of Spain, like their CIA, said that there's something going on. There's spices in India and there's riches, you know, it's easier way to get it. Go by water. And then they hit jackpot and discovered this. Even though I believe, like, Amerigo Vespucci discovered America and not Christopher Columbus, but what?
What discovered? There were people living in America.
No, I just mean economically. It's a market, not discovered physically, just discovered and tapped into as a market. So earlier, at the beginning of the show, what I was saying was that in the...
Like discovered a young actor and then turned him into a whore?
Yeah, pretty much. Like what I was saying is you have to think about everything that's going on. If you're, I mean, you don't have to, but we're looking at it from the paradigm of capitalistic society and a capitalistic system. So anytime there's
paradigm.
Anything,
good
one, right?
Yeah.
There's a G in there too.
Paradigm on Asian vodka.
It's gangsta's paradigm. So when you think about any situation, you have to think about it. How is this a market? And if you're talking about conspiracy, then what market is it serving? And that's the bottom line, like to really try to get to the first level of conversation, like who is gaining and who is losing in this situation. And that's where conspiracy comes from, in my opinion. Like it's intuitive knowledge and together with your observation. And the question I have for you guys is that why is it conspiracy? Like, is there a prosperity? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like prosperity. So
prosper.
Right. So I was thinking there's I'm sorry. What's the word again? I forgot.
Controversy?
No, not controversy. The other one. Conspiracy. What are we talking about? Conspiracy. Yeah. There's conspiracy. It starts happening when somebody has something and there's an opportunity for prosperity. So you see something that you want and then you start making up shit to try to get it. And so you're, again, it's about selling something and buying something or exchanging something. And so that's where it all comes from. And like, I don't know, man, like, man, I miss the good old days when doing the right thing felt good.
We did can
it
do
for
the right
do
thing.
It,
by,
you know?
By change of thought is doing the right thing. A shift in...
Paradigm?
No, a shift in... what's the word? I'm consciousness.
Paradigm.
A shift in consciousness is doing the right thing,
yeah.
Basically.
Or thought.
We are concerned. We are afraid of the things we don't know, and that's why we talk about it,
but
to get rid
of
the fear.
That's the beautiful thing is you don't have to be afraid. You have to trust it. You use the word intuitive like 7,000 times because the truth is there's no truth except for what you consider is the truth, and that's the only thing that matters.
But in cases of whether the buildings came down by controlled demolition or by the weight of the planes, there's truth in that.
Absolutely.
And that's what we're trying to get to, concrete
well,
truth.
Well, who gives
literally.
A shit? Like he said, Russell earlier said, either way, I don't care, because that's not really what you look at. You look at your intuition, and then you look at your brain, and you're like, wait.
It doesn't matter, but at the same
time. I'm not saying it doesn't matter. I'm saying, okay, this was what matters. Like, look at it. What are the consequences of it? What happened afterwards? Where are we now from it? And when you put that thing in a contest, and you see who came up on it, and who's losing, and who really doesn't give a fuck about it, that's when you can understand, wait, this is my theory, because we can't test everything. Half the shit you know about yourself is tested on animals. We don't do things just to figure it out, to learn. Sometimes you take what the facts you have and you put it in a like sentence. You fill in the blanks like Mad Libs. And what do you think now with your intuition and based upon your analysis of modern day, what do you think? Were those towers as a provocation just blown up so we could start some shit?
Yeah, to get into Iran.
Okay,
but it
wouldn't,
it would have happened either way. That's
so
why
that's
it doesn't
more
matter.
Than your intuition.
It would have happened either way. If they let it happen or if they blew them up themselves, they were going to Iraq and it was going to happen either way. So that part of it doesn't matter. That's why I say it doesn't matter.
It all comes down to the people being
concerned. It's just the creativity factor
going on, rising up against them
right.
or not.
Sure. I mean, are you worried about
and
the
so
water? Are you worried about what's in tap water?
Demolition to get people to calm down. Like, hey, look, there's a reason why.
Hey, you
Iraq.
Know that?
Look at the buildings. Look at the attack they just did on us.
About 100 years.
Yeah, I know,
years?
But if the attack happened naturally or fake, it was going to happen. So
that's
it doesn't
funny.
Matter.
You mentioned
that's
fake.
What I'm saying.
But if it happened if in a controlled demolition, it was to keep the masses subsided. It was to give them reason.
Right.
If
Which is why they put fluoride in the tap water.
If that didn't happen and we went into Iraq, you know what would have happened? People might have uprised. People might have complained. People might have been too loud. And so I'm saying maybe
no,
there are conspiracies to keep people quiet.
Are we forgetting about weapons of mass destruction, little fable, remember?
Yeah.
Remember when...
What about fluoride in the water?
They got fluoride in the water.
Who's they and what's fluoride?
The government puts fluoride in the water.
They put fluoride in our tap water.
What's the yeah. government anyway?
What about bottled water? They're jerks.
The bottled water doesn't have it in it.
No, just tap water.
But actually, tap water is cleaner than bottled water.
So what if they put fluoride in the sky too? So everything, like the plants,
so
the herbs,
well,
smell.
Well, I mean,
think,
no, listen. I mean, like you're worried about chemtrails, but it's in the water anyway. So who needs a chemtrail?
Hey, what can
you just
do?
Drink tap water anyway? Why does it need to be inhaled through the air? You know what I mean? You're gonna drink Viagra and Xanax and whatever else you're drinking. So.
And what is fluoride in the
I'm
water supposed to do
vodka.
To the human body, real quick?
It's supposed to help your teeth stay clean.
No,
but
no,
that's
but,
until
but,
you're 12.
But the poison effect of it, the conspiracy theory effect of it is what?
It dulls the mind. It makes you subservient. It makes you like cows.
The opposite of making raw radio, basically.
Well, yeah, if you don't think, then you're more susceptible to listen to your power and
right.
the control environment.
Instead of question things.
Exactly.
It calcifies. What fluoride does is it calcifies the pineal gland. And when it's being calcified like that, we don't know what the full effects are, but that's how they look for brain tumors nowadays. They look and see if the
okay.
pineal gland has been moved how one direction or another. And the side effect of fluoride is it tends to calcify the pineal gland, which is something you don't find in nature. Just kind
of. And the end result of that is it keeps you a little bit more asleep, basically, right?
Well, we're brain, right? We don't know how our brain fully works yet, so we're just trying to find these like Newtonian, like this is what this means and this is what that means. It doesn't really matter. What I'm saying is that you're not born with your pineal gland calcified, and because of the stuff you get to drink from the public water,
that's right.
Your thing's not the same anymore. Doesn't mean it's bad. I don't know. I'm
and
just saying.
And there's BPA in there too. They're finding that 95% of newborns have BPA in their bloodstream.
You know what the
born.
Pineal gland does? What its function is? It's scientists. As I'm a psychologist almost, and as that we know very little bit in the field about what the pineal gland does, except for that it produces a chemical that's called DMT, and it's most active when you're lucidly dreaming, when you're
nice.
Just about born, and when you're about to die. And a lot of shamans and a lot of ancient medicines have been using this naturally occurring substance mixed with MOI inhibitors to invoke spiritual, you know, that's what makes you alive. It's your spirit. So we're making, if I'm concluding right from what Future said, is we're calcifying our access to our spirit.
That's
you know,
right.
Just,
that's
you know,
right.
Turning ourselves into robots.
Plethora of opinions from five different minds. You're listening to Raw Radio, baby.
I like when you use big words, Alex.
Keep
You like me using big words?
Big words.
What did I use? Plethora?
Yeah.
Really. Love that word.
It really complements the paradigm. You know what I mean? Paradigm, plethora.
Yeah. I'm not saying like okay. It's a conspiracy to make that happen, but it just kind of looks funny to me because I'm saying to myself, we should have access to this type of like... For the last 400 years, you've been very Newtonian. We said everything's solid, you're separated, get this car, live this life or whatever, and you're going to fit in, everything's going to be awesome for you, right? And now, like, a whole bunch of people are kind of finding out, like, hey, guess what? Awesome's over, right? It's like on a clearance sale. And everybody's kind of sitting around, like, inside their F-150s, like, what? I can't drive to the game today?
Yeah.
And it's like... But other people are just sitting around. Even the people who are, like, we would say they don't get it. No, they do get it. Like, they're getting screwed now too, and they're just getting to see it. Like, they're just sitting around saying, like, oh, I'm here now too. Like, there's been people in this country who've been seeing this forever. Like it doesn't, like, they don't know the other side, right? Like, it makes the game completely different now, though. And, like, they have to change stuff quickly.
That's right.
Right now. So there's a very interesting shift that's happening right now, and there's a very interesting opportunity. As we could partake in it however we feel like we want to partake in it. Whatever you feel is the truth, you feel. Not what the TV broadcasts to you and all that type of stuff. What you
intuition.
Feel. No, it's absolutely true, though. Intuition. Like, if you know what the word intuition
the day,
means, I had
way,
to look it up.
Though.
No. I looked the word. I was reading Ralph Waldo Emerson and his play on self-reliance. And when you read it, self-reliance. If Ralph Waldo Emerson's self-reliance, this short essay on self-reliance, you have to read this. When he talks about it, he says the word intuition. I said, let me look up the word intuition as to what it actually means, because words are symbols. And I looked it up, and it means to look within, right? Like, if we use the word, but we don't even really know what the word actually means as a symbol, you know, and that's derived from different parts of language throughout history. You have to look within.
That's right.
That's
the first step of the revolution.
That's right.
That is the true step. First step of absolutely. The revolution. Oh, because what are we revolutionizing against? Or right. we're it's yes, against yes, the
it's
distraction.
A revolution of thought.
It's against the fucking bombardment of a million images in your brain
right.
when your brain's not equipped to process that
absolutely.
Much. First and foremost, you cut out the fucking TV. You kill the TV,
kill
and you turn on your fucking internet.
And society's a reflection.
Raw radio.
Right. Speaking of clearance sale, this is one topic that we cannot all discuss on, but we can look within for the real answers.
It's true.
Okay? Trust your intuition.
It's
thank you, Anima, for joining us. Thank you, Russell, for giving us your input on everything and your concern. You're listening to the greatest show on earth, Raw Radio. We'll be back next week.
You're listening to Raw Radio. The revolution will not be televised, but it will be podcasted.